There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
By the way, I thought Sirianni's post-game speech the other day to the guys, not his best. He said better, but let's listen to it. Sirianni, post-game, locker room, they just won, 4-game winning streak. They get to 6-2. Here's what the head coach had to say.
Guys, if it's not proof of what's been going on here for the past month, right, of it's all about the work, shoot, I don't know what else y'all need, right? Y'all have been coming to practice every single day. Y'all been coming to meetings every single day, and we're getting better every single day. It's hard to win in this league. All right, the Kobe.
Get out.
Unbelievable catch. We've been preaching turnovers. You guys are doing it. Saquon, you made the best play I've ever seen in my life. Guys, that hard. And y'all just kept putting your heads down and going again and again and again. That speaks to a lot of the heart in this room, right? And that means when you got heart, you always got a chance.
All right, Sirianni. I mean, it's a pretty good one, but he's had better. James, what are you laughing at in there?
No, nothing.
You're laughing at something. Would you hear something in there?
Maybe.
No, I didn't hear it.
Okay. It was out, but it was just it was closer than it probably should have been.
A potential curse.
Yeah,
but it didn't make the air.
No, it wasn't a curse. Like it got like they brought the audio down just enough, but it was closer than I feel like they.
You criticizing the Eagles or WIP?
A little bit the Eagles, yeah.
Not us though.
I didn't do it. I don't know.
I love it. I didn't do it.
So says the executive producer of this fine program. All right. So your reaction to Sirianni, and again, big picture, we just ask you this question: is he a good coach? I think he is, but I think most people today will tell us he's not. Let's talk to Jaws. Ron Jaworski joins us every single Tuesday at this time. We love talking to Jaws, particularly when the Birds are on a. Who would have thunk it, Jaws? A 4-game winning streak. Good morning, Jaws.
Joe, good morning to you and your team. I got to tell you, I'm listening to Nick talk there, and it just brings back just unbelievably positive memories. There is nothing like going into that locker room after you win a football game. I don't care if you beat an undefeated team, a lousy football team. There's nothing like that coach's speech and nothing like a great camaraderie amongst a team when you win a football game and you get together after the game and the coach makes that speech. It's very special. It gives me goosebumps to hear Nick talking like that.
Yeah, John, yes, you've talked about that through the years.
It is really nice. And there are things sometimes I heard the other day, Jaws, he was talking about the perfume. You know, it can smell great and all that stuff. Do whatever the heck you want with it. Just don't drink it. I thought it was really effective. But then, you know, I hear things like Dan Orlovsky yesterday saying that no coach takes more points off the board than Nick Sirianni. What do you make of that, Ron?
I would agree with Dan. It's a very aggressive approach. At times it works. At times it doesn't. I think you have to be judicious in when you make those decisions. I'm not quite sure what analytics Nick is using when he makes those decisions, but you know, when you get a win, you kind of forget those things. But mm-hmm. It took a lot of points off the board. And and going for a 57-yard field goal, I think was questionable, at least in my opinion.
Yeah, so, Jaws, here are the two I didn't like. I didn't like the 57-yard field goal, and I didn't like not kicking a field goal early in the game on 4th-and-3. Other than that, I thought the decisions were reasonable. I mean, Jaws, the two-point conversion one, the one where it's at the one-yard line has come tremendously into focus. I mean, if I've got Jalen Hurts and Saquon and a really good offensive line and the ball's on the one-yard line and I can get 2 points instead of 1 point, I want the coach to go for 2 points. I think that's honestly very basic.
Yeah, and I, you know, you got to weigh a lot of things. It's not just a 100% let's do it or let's don't do it. You got to look at the team you're playing, the situation you're in. And I agree with you. You know, a yard with this offensive line, this quarterback, and this running back, you say, hey, you got to feel your odds are pretty good at making that. But I'm kind of a believer, and we've had this discussion throughout the year because we've had a number of shows where we had to talk about decision making. I'm a big believer, and maybe I'm old school. They call me whatever you want. Take points when you can get them. Take the points. You're playing against a Jacksonville team. It's not going to score a lot of points. You know, go ahead and take the three, be happy, walk off the field, you got points on the board. And that's just my gut feeling, and I think most coaches feel that way. Don't turn away points.
Jaws with us here, as he is every Tuesday. We love having Jaws on the program. Jaws, let's broaden this out to a couple other things here. Saquon. So, I mean, a play I don't think any of us have ever seen, probably a play that's never happened in the history of football at any level, but who knows, we haven't seen every game. What did you make of that moment? See, you know, I had a friend yesterday told me, because we talked yesterday, Jaws, on the show, that we talked about Randall's play in 1990 against Buffalo and sort of the compare and contrast of elite athleticism at just an all-time level. A buddy of mine said to me yesterday he thinks it's right there with Dr. J's play from 1980 when he went around the backboard. I thought that was a great comparison of ridiculous athleticism. What did you make of that Saquon moment?
It was sensational. There's absolutely no doubt about it. He just brings a talent to the field that is very unique. And you know, when you watch him run, you can see the power, the speed, the quickness. I don't know if I've ever seen a running back with that type of athleticism. The leap in the air, leap over someone, going backwards, and he still maintained his balance. It was ballerina-like. You know, it was just an amazing run. Then he finishes with power. You know, it's just an incredible play. Now, I remember Dr. J's play, and that was pretty special at the time as well. And I saw Randall's play and the Carl Banks play.
Yeah.
There's so many great athletic plays, but you certainly got to put Saquon up there with all those plays.
Big time. So, Jaws, here's the conundrum, I think, as it relates to Saquon and the Eagles coaching staff. How often to use him? I mean, obviously, if you got one game left, you're going to give him the ball as much as you can. But it's 21 games to win the Super Bowl these days. They've only played 8. They got a long way to go. I do think they're overusing him. I do think we're seeing that effect with him now getting up slower. I mean, probably was 5 or 6 times the other day. Are you worried they may be overusing him?
Absolutely. I think it's really a fine line. And, you know, you want to see, you know, he's playing unbelievable football. He's having just a spectacular year. But, again, I think we have to look at where this team potentially could end up. They're starting to play really good football on both sides of football. So I think you can say, hey, okay, we can start thinking playoffs. We can start thinking Super Bowl. All those thoughts can come into our mind. Now you put him on a pitch count. Do you want him to get 20 carries a game? Do you want him to catch 2 passes a game, 3 passes a game? But the game dictates how that goes. And if you're ahead, like a couple weeks ago, you know, he didn't go back in the game when he probably could have had 250 yards in the game. But I think you need to keep him on a pitch count because you need him healthy when he goes to the playoffs.
Jaws, could you explain how well Jalen is playing to Joe DeCamera in particular?
Who has acknowledged that he's playing better.
Could you also explain to Joe that Jalen's doing a good job of reading things out and getting the ball to the open man, you know, checking it down when that's appropriate, and also that being under center is not this incredible impediment that he is incapable of taking snaps while putting his hand under a center's butt?
I'm so glad you mentioned that. It opens up the passing game. When the game is over, you know, you start evaluating everything going on. And the thing that jumped out to me most of all in the game against Jackson was the deep ball accuracy.
Four for four.
For balls over 20 yards or more. 127 yards, 31 yards per completion. And the thing you're starting to get into now, no safeties around because those safeties are getting nosy. They're worried about the run.
They have to.
Spots to throw the football into, a lot of space to throw the football into. But the deep ball accuracy, when you're running the ball as well as the Eagles are running the football, you're going to get those one-on-one opportunities. And Jalen is hitting them. The deep ball accuracy is there. And I think some of that goes with the play-action passing game under center. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm an under, and we talk about this almost every week. I'm an under center guy because you got the downhill running game, and you force linebackers to get nosy. That opens up the spaces in the secondary. So clearly, I think Jalen's playing very well, and he's taking the running opportunity. He's not looking to run. He's taking them when they present themselves. And they've designed some really good runs. Kellen Moore's done a really good job of designing runs to get Jalen in space off the running game. So I think he's playing at an amazing high level right now. If he can continue this, you know, we may be talking, you know, I don't know if he can recover from the worst start, but we could be talking league MVP if this team keeps playing well. Oh. Although Saquon Barkley clearly would be the guy that would be my MVP right now.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, boy, you're not kidding. All right, Jaws, what about the, and I agree with you, he's played so much better. What about, how do you net out wins that have included Cleveland, the Giants, and the Jags, who are probably three of the five worst in football? How do you net out what the Eagles are when those have been some of the, you know, competitors?
Yeah, that's a great question, Joe. It really is. It's kind of a head-scratcher, you know. And we're going to get a Dallas team that's really wounded right now this week as well. So, you know, we really haven't come up against a formidable opponent. But we will down the road, and we'll have good benchmarks down the road. But I think, you know, enjoy the victories, try to get better. And that's the main thing. This team is getting better week to week. I know the opponents aren't the best opponents in the world, but they're getting better. You know, when I see Bond and Dean playing as well as they're playing, I spoke to you guys about them last week. When I look at the tape, they're playing great football as a tandem. Put the tape in last night. They played better against Jacksonville than the week before, so they're getting better. And that's what I'd like to see for a new, when you got a new defensive coordinator learning a new defense.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And guys get better every single week. That's optimistic to me.
Love it. And Jaws, final thing here. So speaking of better than the Eagles on Sunday would be if you guys, the Eagles alums in the Eagles Hall of Fame, had played. Because what a squad. You, Wilbert, B. West, Coach Vermeil coaching, Harold, Mike Quick. All right, so what was it like being around the guys on Sunday? Obviously, you know, there's a lot that we can't see. When you're with the crew, what stood out to you seeing so many of the all-time Eagles greats?
Joe, thanks for asking. It's really special. By the way, you know, Joe Banner, Howie Roseman, Brian Papps, and Don Swinski did a fantastic job with the presentation of Shady McCoy. And, you know, as former Hall of Famers, we're all present Hall of Famers, I guess. We're all very excited to get together. It's kind of amazing when we get in that tunnel the first time we're all together. The hugs, the tears, the feelings of passion for each other, the love of achievement is just so incredible. So it's a very, very special day. You know, I thank the Eagles for what they do for all the alums, especially the Hall of Famers. It was a great day and very exciting for all of us. And Shady is a special guy, and we're glad to have him amongst our special group.
Awesome, Jaws. And I'll tell you, that group's going to get expanded the next 5 to 10 years. I mean, Andy, yeah. Foles, yep. Kelsey, Brandon Graham, Ertz.
Cox.
Cox. I mean, that squad's getting better and better. Hey, Jaws, have a wonderful day, my man, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Jaws.
Hey, thank you, guys.
You got
Thanks,
it, man. Jaws. All right, Brandon Graham joins us in studio in a moment. Let's get to Carter right now. Carter, good morning.
Hey, how y'all doing? Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet, Carter.
Hey, everybody. Look, last time I gave Richie his flowers I'm giving to you, Joe. When I first listened to the show, I had just switched back. For some odd reason, I didn't hear your name correctly, so I thought I was talking to Joe, the cameraman.
I've gotten that a few times.
The cameraman!
I've gotten that.
Why does a cameraman get so much time on the radio?
It's a great question. I ask myself every day.
If you're good-looking, it makes sense. You know?
Yeah, so I had to just, but anyway, I look at Nick Sirianni. I don't think he's a good coach. I think that he's not a bad coach, but NFL coach, maybe not. Good college coach, probably. I think what he tried to do is, I think he's trying to make a name for himself in his league. Like, get a cute name like Boy Wonder, how they look at people like McVay or McDaniels or something else. Because face it, if he gets fired from his job, what job is he going to get back in the NFL? He's not going to get ever hired as a head coach right now, and definitely not as a coordinator because he don't do anything. So he's kind of like,
Carter, I think you're wrong. I'll just tell you. Look, we'll hear
he's
from
Brady. He's got a network. We'll hear, Frank Reich, yeah. Wherever Frank. Frank is.
No, I'm not reacting to that. I'm reacting to, Doug. Quote, he doesn't do anything. Look, Carter, we're going to hear from Brandon Graham in a moment. I'll just tell you, I think he sets a tempo with the guys. I think he's involved with the offense. I think he has a good culture. I know he had the ridiculous collapse last year, and there's no getting around that. But, I mean, Carter, he has a record of 40-19. And, by the way, one of those games they didn't try because it was the last game of 2021. So, in games they've tried in the regular season, he has a record of 40-18.
A couple of those losses were with Gardner Minshew in 2022 as well.
And look, I know he has benefited at many twists and turns, including this year, from an easy schedule. And I know how he gives him a great roster typically. I'm not pushing that aside. But I think that you are, frankly, I'll use this word, unfair to Sirianni. But we'll see. Carter, give me a great answer. A movie with a line that is yelled. Give me the line that is yelled.
I'm going to set it up when you're a kid and you go watch this movie, and then next thing you know, you think you're going to see a fight, and all you're hearing the guy saying, throw the damn towel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good answer.
Which, by the way, is, James, you've acknowledged maybe my best impression.
Easily your best impression.
All right, here we go. Throw the towel! Throw the damn towel!
It's so good.
Right?
We've
pretty
done side by side. It's like exactly
really
like it.
High-pitched one.
But that's the way it sounds.
I think we did
side by side. It's very good.
Rocky IV, man.
A lot of dogs are crying out there. Right now. That was very...
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.